Your website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk.
This is The Truth, 91.7.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. It's our joy to have you pick up the telephone and dial 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We'll be talking about today the divider in chief. I'm going to pause for a moment for that to sink in. Usually call it the commander-in-chief. We're calling it the divider-in-chief. The wannabe divider-in-chief, Kamala Harris, what she's doing and dividing our nation, dividing us ethnically, dividing us based on region, geographical location, dividing us based on our religious affiliations, etc., etc. I find it distasteful when we have one that's running for office that's trying to win the seat by dividing us as a people. The Harris-Waltz-Biden team seem to do best at dividing our nation rather than any attempt to heal our land. Historically, ladies and gentlemen, the president's presidential position would be to bring Americans together, both parties. In fact, you recall Barack Hussein Obama claimed that that's what he wanted to do, but said he was going to fundamentally change America. We have Joe Biden that claimed that he was going to bring America together and heal us as a nation. He's done more to bring about divisiveness than any other president, I believe, in office. Now here's cackling Kamala that's following in Joe Biden's footsteps and what they're wanting to do in dividing America. I call it the divider-in-chief. Ladies and gentlemen, the Harris-Waltz campaign in America today seems to be dividing Christians, conservatives, and patriots, and demeaning those that do not go along with their platform as to what they're wanting to accomplish. We're going to talk about that today and basically lay out before us what we have with the agenda of Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, and the whole group that's forming what I call the divider-in-chief office. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the Bible, the truth book. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that there's a source book that we can go to that resolves all issues, resolves all questions, gives us the answer to all of the issues that we're faced with in life. And as I've said before, and I continue to say, God created the home, God created the government, God created the church, and in that order. So anything that we discuss in relationship to those three major categories are biblical issues. And it's our responsibility as Christians to confront the issues in the world, confront the woke culture with biblical truth and what the Word of God says. As we look at the issues, we need to understand, I call it the truth book. Jesus, as he's speaking to his disciples, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the truth book, the Bible says, thy word is truth. Then in Psalms 117:2, the scripture says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. I want us to understand that. Grasp that. The truth of the Lord endures forever. We have those that want to update the Bible, want to modify the Bible, want to give us new versions and translations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the truth of the Lord endures forever. It needs no modification, needs no retranslation, needs no changing or bringing into what they call current issues. One recent lesbian so-called pastor said the Bible was not written for the issues of 2024. That's saying the Bible is jettisoned. The Bible is to be thrown. The Bible is simply be tossed. It is not worthy of reading today. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. And Jan Hus made a powerful statement when he said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. But conversely, ladies and gentlemen, we have those today that fall into the category. George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. If you don't believe that is to be factual, just get into a discussion with others about this election. Get into a discussion with others about the different positions of Kamala Harris and President Trump, and listen to the differentiation of what is truth. Truth still matters regardless of where you stand politically. Truth still matters. It is the centrality of the truth of the Word of God. In fact, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that in one of his headlines of yesteryear, Jim DeMint warns Americans decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what DeMint said. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, a thing that is a powerful issue, that's a divisive issue for us today. Based on the latest survey, 55% of the millennials say that there's no such thing as an absolute truth. Now, I want you to ponder that a moment. If there's no absolute truth, where do you go to arbiter the truth? If there's no such thing as absolute truth, where do you go for the fundamental foundational values that we derive life and living from? Truth is not to be changed, modified, or in any way somehow updated. This article states, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. They go on to say, and this is a quote, each person determines their own version of truth. You can take a half-truth and it makes a whole lie. No such thing as different versions of truth. In fact, going back to Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian, said, do not be afraid to stand alone if it means standing for what is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to get back to that theological, doctrinal persuasion today in society. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer all of your questions about the professional, as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find it? How do I get to it? 11291 Old San Augustine Road is right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. It's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole is the flag flowing, the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have with me today, as we do normally on Fridays, we've got Dr. Glenn Davis with us. He hails from up in Folkestone, Georgia.
Amen.
Dr. Davis, have you already voted?
Not yet.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I think I'm going to take Brother Derby's advice and just go in there on voting day so that they don't have a chance to
alter the vote. That's
Well, they will watch the numbers that we have, and then they'll try to come up with some numbers so that they could supersede what we have.
Yes.
But anyway, I just thank God for the opportunity again to be with you, you know, as I do on Fridays.
Amen.
Amen. And it's always a blessing, an honor. I mean, and a pleasure. Amen.
Well, I am thankful that we can
have thank God for that. I want to say good morning to my bride of 38 years,
amen,
all my family and friends.
Amen.
Everybody, we hope that you will listen intently on today so that we can maybe help you to navigate through this season of darkness, especially since they just got finished celebrating Halloween for the past 2 months, which vexed my soul the whole time. But thank God it's over.
Yes.
And now we can move forward something better.
This is an afterthought. But I've never understood, and somebody might be able to correct me if I'm wrong. I don't believe I am. In fact, I had published a number of years ago a little tract that has made its way into hundreds and hundreds of pockets and been passed out. I thought I had one handy here, but it's called Halloween Boo or Bogus. I can't understand churches celebrating Halloween.
I don't get that part.
Unholy, ungodly day of coming up with ghosts and goblins, as they call it. It is opening the pathway and the doorway for demonic activity, whether it's a home or a church or whatever it may be.
Amen.
As you said, I'm thankful that season is over.
And it's very sad, Dr. Youngblood, that they laugh at these things and call it fun.
Yes.
But going back to what you said, there's nothing fun about the devil coming in and wrecking your life.
Yes.
And this is what will end up happening. When things get to happening to their kids afterwards, bad things, mm-hmm, then they get to wondering, what happened? What's wrong? Where did that come from?
Where did it come
from? You open yourself
door
up.
Absolutely.
To that.
Open the door for it.
Amen.
But ladies and gentlemen, as we think about the issue today that's at hand, I'm calling it the divider in chief. And Dr. Davis and I are going to talk about the divider in chief, Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and that whole cabal, and what it's doing in dividing Christians, dividing churches, dividing us ethnically, dividing us socially and economically, dividing us geographically. And I find it disconcerting that so many Christians today are buying into, embracing the divisiveness that's brought about by Kamala Harris. I have said so often that we should be together as one, as God created it to be for every Christian, for us to be one. And Dr. Davis, I don't understand how a Christian pastor, regardless of color, can have a disagreement on how Christians should stand on the issues that's before us in this election. We're dealing with two imperfect candidates. They're two imperfect people. So therefore, let's put aside what we would call morals, ethics, and values from the standpoint of perfection. There's not one that's running that's perfect. But let's look at what each candidate stands for and what they are promulgating and pushing, and make the determination as Christians, not based on our skin color, not based on our geographical location, not based on our social economic status, but based on the Word of God, how we should vote and what we should do. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, we're at the very closing days. What is it? 4 days before Election Day. We're looking at, if it's 24 hours a day, we're looking at less than 100 hours before we cast the ballots that make the determination for the destiny of America. But the divider-in-chief, ladies and gentlemen, seems to be at work today. There's a divisiveness that's being brought about based on party, that is the Democrat-Republican Party, based on ethnicity, including black, white, and ethnic groups like the Hispanics, etc. Kamala Harris, ladies and gentlemen, is trying to appease whatever group she stands before. In fact, I think she's made a dreadful mistake of demeaning black men if they do not vote for her. In fact, the push now, Dr. Davis, I don't know if you've noticed it, she is encouraging women, white men, women, black women, to vote for her and not tell the husband, and for the husbands to vote for her and not tell the wife if there happened to be a difference in the division as party favorites in the home.
Well, it's a sad situation, Dr. Youngblood, because what's really more confusing to me is that many have not done their research.
That's right.
To know that she's not black.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So, I mean, I don't know what direction they want to go, and that's okay. You know, that's your choice. God gave you the power to choose.
That's right.
But choose ye this day whom ye will serve.
Amen.
Like the scriptures say.
That's right.
Make sure that whatever you choose, whenever you choose, that you are choosing according to the Bible.
To the Word of God. Absolutely.
So this is what I tell people all the time, everywhere we go. Which platform is standing more closely? We're not saying that the platform is perfect.
That's right.
Because the individuals involved are not perfect. You and I are not perfect.
That's right.
But we have the perfect part down on the inside,
Amen.
Which is Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And if that's the case, then what we need to do, we have to love what God loves, and we have to hate what God hates.
You said it right.
If that's not your stance, then 10 times out of 10, not 9,
mm-hmm.
10 times out of 10, you're going to make the wrong choice.
Absolutely. That's the thing that's so concerning and brings about grave consternation in my heart and my thoughts today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Love to have your thoughts in relationship to the divider in chief. What do you see that is the most divisive element of cackling Kamala, Joe Biden, and their puppeteer that's pulling the strings, Barack Hussein Obama, George Soros, and others? What do you see in that? I call it the divider-in-chief. During the Harris-Biden-Waltz campaign, American Christians, conservatives, patriots have been demeaned, ridiculed with slurs against all kinds of statements in relationship to slurs that are against whites, slurs against blacks, slurs against the Jewish population, slurs against the Hispanics. And what do I mean by that, perhaps you will ask? Well, listen, some of you might recall Peter Stroke, one of the upper echelon in the FBI back in the early days of the Trump administration, Peter Stroke said that he could go into Walmart and the smelly Trump followers could be depicted. Then you had Barack Hussein Obama that said Christians just want to cling to their Bibles and guns. Then you had Hillary Clinton that said that we're all a basket full of deplorables. Then you had the Biden-Harris-Waltz that have called us Hitlers, Nazis, white supremacists, white nationalists, et cetera, et cetera. Then you have Biden. Just Dr. Davis, if it weren't so sad, it'd be funny that Joe Biden just said that Trump and all of his followers are just garbage. And the thing that now that our listeners need to understand, Biden's cleanup crew, they've gone back and literally they've taken the transcript from his speech where he said that Trump and his followers are garbage. They have rewritten the transcript to make it look as though he didn't say that. Supposedly, in the new verbiage in the transcript of the presidential speech that said that, the new transcript says that Biden said that the Hispanic Puerto Rican comedian was just garbage. And that's not what he said at all. I listened to his speech. I listened to what he said in his first statement. Now they're trying to, the cleanup crew is trying to make that different. The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, according to Donald Trump, speech before Moms for Liberty, June of 2023, this is what Donald Trump said. Our enemies are waging war on freedom and faith, on science and religion, on history and tradition, on law and democracy, on the family, on children, and all of America itself, end quote. Now, Dr. Davis, I don't believe that the general public realizes that we're in hand-to-hand combat. We're in a battle for the soul of America. It's a battle between good and evil. It's a battle between God and Satan. It's a battle between our Savior and the satanic approach in America today in the political process. So I'm saddened by what I see taking place with some that are bowing, embracing, and causing division that the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democrat Party is wanting to accomplish. I believe I have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go over the question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood and Dr. Davis. Yes, it's Lisa Ellen Dernberger. And I just wanted to thank you both for starts, for taking the stand continually. You stand continually for the truth, and we know that the truth is the Lord. The Bible is our sword of the Spirit, and you two know that word, and you stand on that word. And the whole thing with this illegitimate candidate called Kamala Harris is that they lied. They lie. And we know the father of lies is Satan. So for Christians to say that they know God and vote for this illegitimate candidate is absolutely shocking to me.
Lisa, let me put you on the spot with a few questions that I believe coming from your voice would be impactful for our listeners today. What I see taking place is, in fact, I'm thankful when pastors will take a stand in the pulpit and will talk about the issues from a central biblicist worldview. But I'm saddened when a pastor, whether it's white or black, will take a stand in the pulpit and demean a white pastor, if it's a black pastor making the statement, or vice versa, and the statements are made and the challenges are made and the demeaning statements are being said based on where we stand for or against Kamala Harris. And recently, a black pastor was demeaning white pastors for taking a stand against Kamala Harris and saying that that's not love, that Jesus included everybody. He included the LGBTQI. He included this, and that for the white pastors, they were not doing that. They were simply believing a lie. Now, Dr. Davis and I have talked about this, and I'm concerned whether it's coming out of a black pulpit or a white pulpit, buying into the, how would you say, the divider-in-chief, the one that is trying to divide us. What do you say, what would your words be to the listeners today, white or black, Hispanic or otherwise, what should be our stand as conservatives, patriots and Christians and American citizens? Should we stand together? Should we be divided? What's your challenge?
We absolutely have to stand together. And the unity is the Bible. God did not make a mistake when he created the fetus in the womb, male or female. He did not make a mistake. And to say that, oh, this is what I am now, would says that the Lord made a mistake. If you're born with male parts, you're male. If you're born with female parts, you're female. And he put us together so that we can reproduce. And female with female can't reproduce naturally. Now can they? Male cannot reproduce naturally. Now can they? And it, to me, it's just so simple, but we make it so difficult with our emotions. Well, the Bible also says that the heart is deceitfully wicked. So we got to put all of those emotions into perspective with the facts of the Lord.
Our decision, you're right, our decision and our position, our stand, our conviction and commitments ought to be born out of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Lisa, you're spot on. I pray that you've already voted. If you haven't, I pray that you will soon. And I am complete. I've completed my statements a number of times on this broadcast in the past several months that every Christian needs to get on your handheld device, every contact that you have in it, you need to send a note to them. I'm voting for Donald Trump. I'm voting against Kamala Harris. And I invite you, encourage you as a Christian, conservative, patriot, whatever you want to put, that you do the same. I realize
Dr. Youngblood,
that multitude. Go ahead.
May I say one more person that I would hope you would vote for is me. I am actually on your ballot for soil and water. And the Lord brought me into this arena of government. Politics is a lie. I am not a politician. Government is important to stay involved in because we see the mess that we're in, and it's because of all the Christians, by and large, just let it happen. We gave up the positions of authority. So I'm on the ballot for Duval County for soil and water, and I'm hoping to get your vote. And the
Lisa, I'm glad you brought that up. Let me take a few moments and deviate from our focus and ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
I have historically been, I spent many, many, many years in real estate sales and development, bivocationally on the road, preaching, then full-time evangelism, and then pastoring now, and I'm still less than 100 years old. But during the days of real estate, and I still take the position, if you own a piece of property, you have the right to use that property. If you want it to grow trees, let it grow trees. But if a neighbor has trees and you don't want them cut down, I say buy that property. That's my position. When it comes to soil and water and the conservation, one of our sons, Greg, was reelected three times on the Soil and Water Conservation Committee, the group. Served in that position. Joe Forche was the chairman of that committee for several years. Greg was for a couple of terms, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm very familiar with your work. And with that work, I commend it, but I don't want you to be put on the spot where you think that I'm trying to do that purposely. I don't know you're staying. So my position is, do you believe that the person has the right to own his property, to carry out what is legal under the fee simple title of the property? Or should government be able to tell him, well, this is the little trickle here, this is the little stream here, you can't shut it off, you can't cover you can't landscape your property, etc. What is your position on fee simple title ownership?
That it is your property, and government should have no say unless you're breaking the law, sacrificing children. No, you cannot do that on your property, you know. Absolutely, they should have no say regarding any type of plant, any type of species. They can come on your property and say that, oh, we found evidence of this species on your property, and now you have to let it go farrow. And that is absolutely against the Constitution, and it's against God, because he said you are to work the land, make it beautiful, make it prosperous. And our government, federal and state, are buying up the lands and having them go farrow. I don't know that I'm saying that word right, but leaving it to its most natural state.
The word is fallow. That means not
fallow,
not cropping it. Yes, fallow. That is.
And in California, if you notice, like when they have a burn, you know, they have a forest fire there, when you watch it on TV, I'm like, how are they getting so close to those houses? How are they getting so close to those houses? That never used to happen. Well, the government owns the property, and they say you have to let it burn naturally. Firefighters are forbidden to go in there and stop it.
Well, first of all, and this is a large subject that we don't have time for totally today, but the larger portion of that issue is that in some states, as in California, they will not allow the property owners to go in and do the underbrush burn-off because that's harming mm-hmm. Mother Nature. And so I've said for many, mm-hmm. many years, when you see the mega forest fires, God's saying, if you won't properly manage your property, I'm going to burn it off for you. That's just simply my take on it. But Lisa, I am thankful that you brought that up today, and I encourage our listeners, if you've not already voted, then consider Lisa on the ballot and place people that love the Lord in the position of leadership. Lisa, thank you so much for your call. God bless you, and keep looking up and keep praying that the divider-in-chief will not further divide America, that we'll stand together as Christians on moral, ethical values and not be divided over those issues. But Lisa, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. In just a moment, we'll take a break for our top of the news, but I've got a headline to read to you. How should Christians approach the 2024 election? This article reads, Christians this year has been marked by the shock of an assassination attempt and the shakeup at the top of the Democratic ticket. So how should Christians approach this election when imperfection of both parties seem more evident than ever before. And that's the question we're asking today. Should we allow these dividers in chief divide us morally, ethically, biblically, and as Christians? Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit